All right, everybody. Thanks for joining. I have a quick little update I'd like to talk to you about. It's about positive gospel preaching. If you notice on the internet, there are a lot of folks that, a lot of so-called sovereign grace preachers that make it their entire business or ministry, if you want to call it that, a matter of what error or what person they don't agree with, what error they don't believe, what awful practices that they don't practice, that becomes their whole religion. And when they do that, I think sometimes they believe that the recognition of the error that they're pointing out, which is wrong, this recognition is almost the same thing as belief in the truth, or the truth in what is positive, the gospel. And I think that's a very scary trap to fall into. You can almost make an entire religion about what false doctrine you don't believe, and what practices which are inconsistent with the truth that you don't practice. All right? And they're really good at, these guys, they're really good at pointing out what is wrong with all the other religions. They're good at pointing out the errors of the free will system, the invitation system, all the decision-making systems that exist out there, which is the majority of practicing so-called Christianity. All right, I don't profess to hold hands with the majority of people who call themselves Christians, because most who do, they believe they're really resting in a decision or something the Lord is doing in them for their assurance. And while I think it's important as believers that we recognize that which is wrong and recognize bad practices, we should never ever feel like that we have the truth simply because we know something is wrong. And I just think it's a trap that we can fall into. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but you know, instead of talking about how bad Charles Spurgeon was because he said something about John Wesley, or talking about John Piper or John MacArthur's lordship salvation, which I don't agree with any of that stuff. Yeah. Instead of talking about that, why don't we talk about the truth? Why don't we just talk about the gospel and what Christ has done? Let's stay positive rather than negative. And when we lay our heads down at night to pray, and we fall asleep in the confidence that we are kept by God, let us not think that we are saved because we know that Southern Baptist free willism is false. let us fall asleep in confidence that we are saved because the Lord has come and visited upon us with the truth of the gospel, and we now love Christ and we're resting in Him for everything. All right, let us not go to bed at night and think that we are saved because we can articulate the 5 points of Calvinism. But let us go to bed at night and rest in confidence that we are saved because we have no hope other than that which is in Christ. And I love TULIP. I love to talk about the doctrines of Calvinism. I love to be able to expand upon them. I love to talk about other things, such as all the deep mysteries of God. I love to do that. And I also love to go through things and find out that which is false. But my confidence does not rest in in these things. My confidence rests in Christ. And I only cling to the cross of Christ for all my salvation and not upon anything that I believe. And I think that sovereign grace adherents can make the same exact mistake that free willers make, because they're looking to their faith. They're looking to their practices. They're looking to that which they profess as the basis for their salvation. Yeah, I think you can make the error of resting in your knowledge of Calvinism, resting in your knowledge of that which is false, resting in church doctrine or church practices, and thinking you've got it all figured out, and because of that, you're saved. Well, I'm sorry, friends, that doesn't save you, and your church practices don't save you, and your proper theology does not save you. Proper theology is an evidence of salvation, but it is not the cause. And I think a lot of folks out there are conditioning their salvation and conditioning their assurance upon getting their theology right. And I think that's a big mistake to make. And I'm not saying we shouldn't try to get our theology right. I'm just saying we can make the same mistake that an Arminian does. A lot of the times these people, and this is going back to my previous podcast today on justification for eternity, a lot of times these people that are resting in their theology rather than Christ, they deny an eternal aspect of justification. And I find that to be quite interesting. A lot of times they're conditioning salvation simply upon something that God's performing in them. And I think it's just a really sad and really scary error that one can make. But anyway, those are just my thoughts. You know, let's not be all negative on the internet or around others. Let's be positive. Let's be careful to love that which is good, and not just go out there trying to eschew evil. Instead of working full-time to expose the unfruitful evils of darkness that exist out there, such as in the ministries of such and, you know, various people out there, you hear. Let's be careful to live as God's children and believers in the truth, and let us be positive, not negative. And that's about all I got to say about that. So anyway, thanks for listening. I know these podcasts aren't as nice as the longer ones that I usually do, and they're completely unprepared. I don't have really too many notes in. And I just thought I'd start making them and throwing them out there. Let me know if you don't like them. Let me know if you don't like the new format. Let me know what you'd like me to do. I'm going to be getting a new microphone here soon so that I can get better sound quality. And then, that's about all I got for today. So, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.